The European Union policy chief, Catherine Ashton, expressed frustration over the failure of the 2 days of talks, but said Iran was to blame.
We had hoped to embark on a discussion of practical ways forward and have made every effort to make that happen. I'm disappointed to say that this has not been possible.
Ashton led a delegation of countries that is known as the P5 plus one. The United States, Britain, Russia, France, China and Germany in negotiating with Iran over its controversial nuclear energy program. It's suspected of using the program to build an atomic bomb, a charge Tehran denies. The Istanbul meeting follows talks in Geneva. Ashton said the Geneva talks had agreed that the Istanbul meeting would focus on detailed proposals. The 2 days of talk centered on what is described as confidence-building measures, which included a deal that Iran would exchange some of its low-enriched uranium in exchange for nuclear fuel for Tehran's research reactor. Similar agreements have been attempted both in 2009 and 2010. But Ashton said Iran had insisted on unacceptable preconditions, such as the lifting of United Nations sanctions.
We had hoped to have a detailed and constructive discussion of those ideas. But it became clear that the Iranian side was not ready for this unless we agreed to preconditions relating to enrichment and sanctions. Both these preconditions are not a way to proceed.
But the head of the Iranian negotiations, Saeed Jalali, said they had approached the Istanbul meeting with goodwill and wanted a logical approach to the talks, saying their demands weren't unreasonable. He said we must respect international rights, and I talked about the rights of the people. These are not preconditions, they are prerequisites. No date has been set for new talks. But Ashton said it's up to Tehran to change its stance, saying their offer remains on the table. Observers say the collapse in the talks is expected to lead to new calls for further international action against Iran. But a senior European official at the talks said it was important to be calm and to take a wait-and-see approach. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul, Turkey.